Hello again. So as you know, the Administrative Adjudication of Road Traffic Offences Bill has been signed into law. President Cyril Ramaphosa signed that bill into law, which proposes the introduction of a demerit system for South African drivers. It is hoped that this will go some way in changing driver behaviour. It has been said that in South Africa, road fatalities are largely due to driver behaviour. Now, a few insurance providers are looking at this bill and probably wondering what this will mean also for the industry. To get a sense of that, I'm joined on the line by Christelle Coleman. She's an insurance expert at Old Mutual Insure. Very good evening to you. Thank you so much for joining us, Christelle.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So will this bill affect motorists' insurance premiums? I mean, the first thing that you drop when you're going through tough times, we all know, is insurance.
I can argue the unpopular opinion on this topic, please. I actually think, and I'm glad because your introduction also had a positive spin to it. I actually think this is a step in the right direction. I do believe that down the line, insurance companies, as we mature around and this new demerit system, and we start collecting data and we understand how it works and how effectively it's implemented. At some point in the future, we definitely can see that good drivers will be rewarded with lower premiums and bad drivers will be rewarded with premium loadings. Mm-hmm. And I would like to assume that, the far majority of your listeners tonight are actually good drivers, drivers who adhere to the laws of the road and are like us, exasperated because people are not, adhering to the rules on the road and causing very, very serious accidents and and I think this is got good intention behind it. Of course, there's a big question mark around the implementation of this, but if we talk about it in principle, I think it's a positive step.
Sure, we have to have a zero tolerance approach when it comes to unsafe use on our roads. However, will this really be good for motorists? Already, we're facing tough times in South Africa, and you talk about your premiums going up. Can you give us a sense of how or what kind of a model you're going to use if, say, I get a demerit and I get my license revoked? What does that do to my premium?
So this is, it's not, the biggest consideration really isn't about your premium impact. And this is, such an important message. I think people have to realize even today, even before the demerit system is implemented, if you don't have a valid driver's license or if your vehicle's license hasn't been renewed and is not paid up, the insurance companies can and they do reject claims. So that stance really won't change much. I just think going forward, things will be a lot better tracked. There's a much higher chance of you actually getting your license revoked. And at some point, if you have your if you exceed the 12 points that they talk about, you go into the 13 points, and that happens three times in a certain period of time, you can actually lose your license indefinitely, forever. Mm. So it's very important that we all become, before I work for an insurance company, I'm also a driver on the road. So, sure. As individuals, we have to make it our business to understand what this this new system and what it means, and then to be fully informed and make sure that you are aware of the fact that if you don't renew your driver's license, if you don't display your license plate and plate, in the proper manner, if you drive recklessly, one of the highest marks that you can get, which is 6 points of your allocated points, is if you exceed the traffic limit, whatever the limit on the road is, 60 kilometers an hour by 40 kilometers or more. Now, how often have you not driven 100 kilometers maybe in a 60 zone on a quiet road? And six points can be allocated to you. So you can really easily reach that 12-point mark. But there's good news as well in that is that every 3 months that you go without an offence, you get a point back again. So it's sort of a give and take situation. And then a really important consideration on your insurance cover. It's, and you have to be aware of that.
Sure. It's really important, though, that we stress that this bill hasn't started yet. We're still none the wiser as to when it will happen. But we also need to emphasize that our law enforcement officials have to be really, they have to excel with this. We can't afford to get it right. As a driver, what
get
should I
wrong.
Do? Get it wrong, I beg your pardon. As a driver, that's so important. What should motorists do when their licenses get suspended?
So the first thing that you must do is to realize that if you are going to get into a car and drive that car without a valid license and you're involved in an accident, you probably won't get your insurance policy right by out. You doesn't have to. It's a legal contract that says you have to have a valid driver's license. So I would immediately inform my insurance company and tell them that you've got this situation, your license has been revoked. What exactly are the steps that you can take? Your insurance company is most definitely going to say to you that your cover for vehicle accident is invalidated. But you must remember, your insurance premium isn't just for driving accidents. Mm. It's for theft, it's for fire, it's for when someone, perhaps drives into you, it's for vandalism, it's for all sorts of other things. So that cover will still be in place. It's just if you drive the vehicle without a valid driver's license, that your policy will not respond if you submit a claim. So potentially what I could say is if you know that there's going to be a period, but perhaps a 3-month or 6-month period when you don't have a valid driver's license, is to then ask your insurance coverage, insurance company to reduce your cover, park your car in the garage, don't drive it, but at least take the third-party car and theft insurance, which is far cheaper, and Uber. Hmm. But don't drive without a license.
I mean, for the industry as a whole, what possible effect could this new bill have?
So that's I am the eternal optimist, but I do believe that this is a step in the right direction. We are seeing horrific accidents and continuous increase in insurance premiums because we're seeing an increase in accident-related damages on the road. In South Africa, we have a huge contingent of uninsured drivers, of unlicensed drivers. We have very poor road conditions in certain parts of our country. All of this contributes to increased claims, and that drives increase in premiums. So if we pay out less claims because the road management of road vehicles are more effective, it will mean that we will see a reduction in insurance premiums. It has happened. You might think I'm talking nonsense, but if the cost of repairs and the cost of motor accidents come down, insurance companies do either not increase their premiums or some of them actually do give reductions in premiums. So if this works, it's the best news for South African road users. We will have fewer accidents and it will have a positive impact on our insurance premiums going forward.
On the flip side of the coin, you find somebody saying that, well, this is just a money-making scheme.
Yes, I know.
So how do you respond to that?
So I am very worried about the authorities' ability to implement such a sophisticated system. I'm also very concerned about the possibility of opening up the system to fraud and corruption. Because now imagine, you use your license for your job, you've been demerited, can you just pay some official somewhere along the line to have your license reinstated? So I there's a big question mark for me over the our ability to implement it, especially because I understand the pilot has not been that successful. Mm. So I think that is something we have to be concerned about. The system itself is something that comes with good intent. The ability to implement this and do it properly and do it not cause us to just pay more money, that I can't really comment on because we all have to wait and see where that's going to go.
Doing it properly. I mean, you've got people also in our country, we've got public transport, so you've got taxi drivers who also be impacted by this, people who are career drivers as well, meter taxis, Uber drivers and so forth. So this could potentially have like a big impact on some people who rely on driving as a form of living. How do you respond to associations that have come out to say that, well, I think we should challenge this in court and see whether there's some loopholes, because there is a thought that is widely held that there's constitutional issues with the bill.
I believe that if that's the viewpoint of these organisations, they should practice their right to go to the courts and explore and help refine perhaps with what is something that has very good intent. We can't afford to deal with something that doesn't work. By the time that this is rolled out to the consumers, it needs to work. So it's always good to question and it's always good to test and make sure that we're doing the right thing. So I absolutely support all these points of view. What I can say is, from an insurance company perspective, we need to know that whatever is being rolled out by the authorities is something that we can trust. And that we can, use to assess our claims. So, is it correct information that's coming to us? is it trusted information? And if we do, as insurers, decide to reject claims because the vehicle license wasn't valid, it must be come from a source of information that is trusted.
Sure.
So I'm all for testing a system before it's implemented.
So you have you have accountability for motorists, but in terms of a gatekeeper for the insurance industry, for example, to make sure that you know, one doesn't go off and set higher prices than the other, or say you will pay a higher premium than the other, what do we do in that space?
Oh, that is very far down the line. You know, we can only speculate at this point in time. You must understand that insurance companies already use something called telematics. So it's sort of when you have a, you know, you have a device installed in your vehicle that tracks your driving behavior. Mm. And that you either pay more or you pay less. So that's the thinking is already at play in the insurance industry, where we say we reward good drivers and we penalize bad drivers. And if this you know, piece of legislation is rolled out, and if we start building significant data so that we can say we can trust it, and yes, we will charge bad drivers more, and we have access to that information, we don't even know if the insurance industry will have access to the actual driving behavior of the individuals. So at this point in time, it really is just a message of awareness. If it's rolled out, you are responsible for your driving behavior and for your record. And if it's extremely negative, because you must remember, this is to catch the repeat offenders. It's not some of us who forget to renew a license here and maybe have a small parking fine over there.
Sure.
It's for the repeat offenders and to make sure that those individuals are aware of the implications and that the insurance policy could be invalidated if they don't have a valid driver's license or vehicle license.
Only time will tell how this will all unfold. Thank you very much for your time, Christelle Coleman, insurance expert with Old Mutual Insure.